We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here at Fenway Park, the final half hour of the 16th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon alongside Joe Castiglione, who just saw for the first time the Jordan Leandre first pitch. And I want to congratulate...
Well, I saw it, but I didn't. You know, we don't see back by the screen where we sit.
Oh, it landed in a sensitive area for one photographer from the Eagle Tribune, who is getting a lot of credit here tonight. And Jordan has gone viral before at Fenway Park when he limped around the bases as a young kid. He keeps coming back here. He's going to pitch in Steve Buckley's old-time baseball game tomorrow night in Cambridge, where Pedro will be. He will not do anything more memorable than what he did tonight with his first pitch. And if you've not seen it yet, you can go online and see it. You've seen it, Lisa Sherber.
I have seen it.
The play lady, the superstar of all superstars over at the Jimmy Fund. What did you think of Jordan's first pitch?
I think Jordan had a lot of air on that and a lot of speed, and it hit a target.
An accidental target, we think.
We think accidental.
But a target.
We will certainly find out. We do this for a couple days a year. You do this 365. How are you able to keep it together, Lisa, the way that you do? Because you are constantly dealing with the emotions of very high and very low. And yet I see you, except for yesterday morning, you are able to keep it together at a level that I'm not sure I could do. So I guess for a lot of us, I'll ask, how are you able to do it?
I mean, I think I'm able to do it because the kids that we work with are able to do it. And if they can do it, if they can sort of be these amazing, courageous kids, we can sort of just do our job and just support them. And I think that's what we do. And I think yesterday morning, you know, with you and Kirk and Jerry was definitely very tough for me, because I think in 16 years, with all the stories I've told and all the emotions I've had, I've always been able to sort of keep it in check. So I think yesterday morning, it just was sort of, it was a very long summer. And I think it was one of those things where I'm human. And as much as I tried to sort of keep it in, it was something that it was at a point where it wasn't the right thing to do, because I just couldn't keep it in. And because we care and my heart was breaking, and I felt really comfortable and safe with you guys, the three of you. And I think, you know, we feel so much support and hope from the listeners every year. And obviously I think I felt comfortable making myself vulnerable, which is not something I like to do a lot, but you know, it is what it is. So I don't know how we all do it every single day, but I know we all love it every single day, and we can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, every kid we've ever talked to, Lisa, mentions how comfortable they feel, and they even have fun. They don't have fun, obviously, getting treatment, but they have fun going to the clinic because you make it so pleasant for them, and I know you have so much to do with that. Just creating an atmosphere of hope and even of joy, even though they're going through such horrible treatments.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think when you walk in the Jimmy Fund Clinic, the things that are happening there are so scary, and they so shouldn't be happening to children. But what I'm able to do with my team, with the nurses, with the doctors, with everyone who works at the Dana-Farber, we're able to sort of look at these kids and just provide whatever we can, and every child needs something different. So whether it's as simple as painting or Play-Doh, we can do that. Or if it's music or whatever they need, or one of the nurses singing to them, or just anything to make them smile and make the parents feel that, you know, we are caring for their child is important.
And then you take 35 to 50 teenagers to Florida every year to spring training, and you deserve a badge of honor for that.
You know what? I get so much more out of that. The spring training trips that we're able to do is, you know, and I've talked about this so much with Todd Schwartz.
Yeah, being, I wanted to mention him tonight. Yeah,
I mean, Todd, I can't mention these teen events without mentioning his name and without feeling, you know, how much he meant to me and how much he's impacted, you know, 15 years worth of teenagers. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of teenagers that have benefited from his command to me, his directive to sort of say, you know, do something more for us. And that's something I've always been able to do is listen to the patients and listen to the parents and what their needs are, because how do we know what they need? You know, we don't understand what they're going through. So for Todd, when he told me that, it taught me two lessons. It taught me, yes, we can do this, and also remember to listen always. So I've been there 26 years, and, wow, you know, I've been listening every day, you know, and able to sort of change at a moment's notice to sort of make someone feel the moment they need to feel.
And it's funny you bring up the trip, because you think about the moments the last couple of days, and I think speaking with Jen Goldberg, Miles' mm-hmm. mom, was very emotional. And when she said something today I was really surprised by. She talked about the spring training trip that Miles went on this past spring.
Yep.
And the Lazy River ride he had with
yes.
you. We saw yeah. your bathing suit picture.
Yes,
up
it was
on
not
Nesson
a bathing suit.
Earlier today. So congratulations
here.
For that.
And that shouldn't have been in the picture.
It should have been. It was a great picture of you guys. But and she said, I just assume Miles was the Pied Piper and he knew everybody. And right. even Jen said that trip was important for Miles because he didn't know a lot of those kids and he didn't get to right. spend a lot of time directly with them. And so you see it and Joe sees it when he's there at spring training. These kids have this experience that, you know, just because they're in clinic together, they might not have a lot of time together. But this trip is, yes, there are chaperones, but this is kid on kid time,
yes.
talking about their treatments. It's a different experience than anything else they get.
Definitely. And I think, you know, the carrot we kind of put in front of them is to meet these amazing Red Sox players and to sort of travel on a plane and go to spring training. Or, I mean, that's the carrot. And then when they get there, they realize that, you know, as amazing as the Red Sox are, and they are, the Red Sox are so amazing to us and the players. But when sometimes you ask the kids, what was your favorite part? It was meeting my roommate. Or meeting whoever it was I sat with at breakfast with, because we have the same cancer and we're treated on different days. So how would I know him? And so you see these kids years later still connecting and being together to sort of support each other. And sometimes one of them might relapse and the other ones don't, but they're all there to support. And these trips are able to sort of be the support that they need.
What about the young man we had on tonight who met his girlfriend?
Yes, there are definitely there is definitely that happens, and I think it's one of those things where I think during these trips we're able to really form these amazing friendships, and then when they leave the trip they realize that it wasn't just something, you know, this friendship that we formed on the trip. We really have a connection here that needs to stay. So I think you know, it's kind of a cool thing, and you know, it's fate.
What stands out to you these last 2 days? Is there a memory or two you think that you'll take a lot of memories from these last couple of days, but any stand out in your mind amongst the kids that you saw interact or what
yep.
you, know, you saw
yep.
here?
I mean, I think, you know, for me, I work in pediatrics, so I talk about the kids, obviously, you know, but listening to the adult stories, it's so amazing to hear those stories as well. But, you know, my heart is with the kids. But I think for me, yesterday, the Red Sox put on this amazing on-field presentation where each of our kids that were on yeah. the field got to go to a different position with the player itself. And they had assigned all the positions to our kids before they met the kids. And we have one amazing older teenager, Liam, who has been through just a tremendous amount during his treatments. And nothing has been easy. It's been just horrific for him, and he's so strong and just has battled through it all with a positive attitude. And they gave him Jackie Bradley Jr.'s position in center field, and when they realized that he is having a hard time walking, they immediately went up to him and said, why don't you go to first base instead? And he didn't even need to think about it. He goes, no, he's like, I'm here, I want to do everything, I want to do it all. And I just knew that was going to be his answer, and it had nothing to do with Jackie Bradley. Not like he didn't want to but it had to do with him being out in center field and just soaking the atmosphere in. And that's what the Red Sox give to us, and these 2 days give to us. They give moments that we could never provide for these kids. And Liam walked out there really slowly and labored, and he tipped his cap to 30,000 something people out there. And I was, again, a puddle, you know, just, and I looked over and I saw his mom, and she was crying tears of joy, and he came back, and what that experience that literally lasted 5 minutes, that was everything to him. And that meant everything to me. So that was huge. I think, you know, Hannah singing God Bless America was, I mean, she was in isolation for almost a year from her stem cell transplant, and just a hard struggle for her. And really, she just got out of her isolation last month, and here she is at Fenway Park singing God Bless America, and she knocked it out. Like,
she really did.
Fabulous.
She was great. We saw her after.
Yeah.
She was
beating. Oh, she's just a spitfire, isn't she? Looks so shy, and then she just belts it out.
Well, just two of dozens of amazing moments the last couple of days, and another amazing moment. We've now gone over $3.8 million on the tote
fabulous.
Board here tonight. You've heard Lisa a couple times here these last couple of days. You know the work that she does, but she does not do that work without your dollars. 877-738-1234. Help Lisa and the great people at the clinic put on their parties and get their root beer slushies. And get the kids to spring training. We need your dollars, folks. If you've not donated yet, now is the time at 877-738-1234. Lisa, an honor, a pleasure to be part of this event and get to talk to you twice in 2 days. That's
been
a treat.
A joy, Mutt. I love you guys at WEEI and Nesson.
You are now done with the radio.
Done with the radio.
You're done with the radio.
Okay.
Go take a deep breath. Lisa Sherber, nice enough to join us here again. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you, Mutt.
Joe
right,
is here.
Congratulations.
We will get to a break. 877-738-1234. Our guy, Yuri, who you hear on Spanish Red Sox, going to join us for a couple of minutes, as will Todd Mercer, and Joe will tell you his story as well. If you're not donated, 877-738-1234. We need your help. The 16th annual WEEI, Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, live here from Fenway Park.
Hi, it's Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox, and you're listening to the 15th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.